Hello and welcome to Queer as Fiction.
Deep into the sex zone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh God, okay.
Are we all good, ladies?
Wow.
Queer AF.
Shout out to Joanna Burns for making that dope intro you just heard, and shout out to Amanda Duncan for making us sound so pretty.
Hello, and welcome to Queer as Fiction. I'm your Zaddy Amanda, and to my left...
Am I to your left today?
Oh, to my right?
It's your co-Zaddy, Ashley Perez.
And I'm your step-Zaddy, and we're sitting on Amanda's bed.
And oh my god, we got through that without fucking it up, guys.
Well, you fucked it up right in the beginning.
How?
By saying that Ashley was on your...
Okay, I meant not laughing.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah. I also decided to just stop making fun of Kirsten for saying, step-Zaddy.
I did it less creepy that time, I think.
Yeah. I would also miss it if you didn't do it.
We're all learning. We're all growing.
I'm very proud of us.
We're all growing together. Amanda has her podcast voice on. Yeah, here we are on Amanda's bed.
I don't think we've ever recorded in the same place.
No, we really haven't. We move all the time.
We actually have more space on the bed than usual, though.
Yeah.
It's because I got a big bed.
Okay. Well, should we do our bi-weekly fan shout-out?
Yeah, I think it's time for Kirsten to talk about fans.
The bi-weekly fan shout-out with Kirsten King.
Kirsten is bi, in case you guys didn't somehow know and you live under a rock and never go on Twitter or have never talked to Kirsten about anything.
Or have never listened to this podcast. Yeah. So the fan I want to shout-out today is actually someone that Ashley and Amanda briefly met at Klexicon. They go by K, and they wrote in to us just to like tell us that they grew up in New Jersey in an environment where they didn't really know any other queer people. And I think like a lot of us can relate to that. You're just like searching for that little tiny crumb of representation that makes you feel seen. But they started writing their own fan fiction to try and like kind of write the stories they want to see. And I just think that's like a really important note to make is this is a lot of fan fiction is queer / fan fiction. And it's writing those relationships that we didn't get to see enough growing up. So shout out to Kay.
Shout out to you, Kay.
Shout out to Kay. I also wanted to shout out someone who did not say if we could say their name, so we are not going to. But she had mentioned in an email to us that she actually grew up Mormon. And she, after a brief time, realized that she might have feelings for women. And because she came from such a conservative environment, she couldn't watch things like The L Word, which
same.
I get.
Yeah, I have a separate Netflix account for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she ended up turning to fan fiction, which is, like, totally understandable. It's so nice and fluffy.
I love this, like, DIY gay. Like, everyone's like, I'm going to do it myself.
It's like, there's nothing. I mean, and The L Word was, I remember seeing The L Word and being like, oh my god, this is amazing in retrospect. Like, it's very problematic to bi and trans people. Mm. But I think you're just like searching for those tiny crumbs of representation. So that's why the fan fiction community is such like an interesting and special one. And I'm glad we kind of shifted our podcast in this way because it taps into this sentiment that I think is pretty universal among queer women or queer people.
Yeah. So shout out to you, person who I can't name.
Seattle. Also, Sleepless in Seattle.
Also, sorry to that one person who tweeted at me that they wish we would go back to lesbian erotica.
Yeah, sorry. We're not sorry. We're not going back.
Sorry, we're not sorry. This has been a segment with Demi Lovato. Oh, shout out to Anne and Mindy.
Oh yeah, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
They're actually watching us record too, just silently sitting in the
closet.
Corner.
Yeah. We stand in. Anne Hathaway's actually here. Anne, come on down.
Come on.
Hi, guys.
Climb on in the bed with us, Anne.
I don't know if I can do an Anne Hathaway impression.
I bought it.
I believed it. Before we go into our fan-submitted fan fiction, I want to talk about underwear again, just really quick.
Classic Kirsten.
Is this another one of your stories of how you made moves on people in college? Does it involve underwear?
I just flung my underwear at them as my calling card.
Is that how I'm supposed to hit on people, by talking about my underwear?
Yes
exactly. Oh. And if you do talk about underwear, it should be Tomboy X underwear, which we recently just got in the mail, and I freaking love it. And that's not even an ad. I truly love it.
I mean, this is an ad.
This is an ad, but I love it.
But, like, we really do love it, and it's incredibly comfortable. comfortable. So my favorite thing about Tomboy X is the underwear that you get can, it kind of embraces this like combination of both feminine and masculine, which I like myself struggle with. And I think the cool thing about this brand in particular is regardless of where you fall in the size or gender spectrum, they offer underwear that any body can feel comfortable in. Same pun.
Anybody. Yeah, I agree with that. It was always really hard for me to find boy shorts that actually fit and were made for women. And I feel like these ones fit and fall naturally, but are still slightly more masculine or like kind of just gender ambiguous, which I like. Mm-hmm. It's not, it's like kind of right in the middle.
Yeah. I mean, I just want something that isn't going to be up my ass, but I feel cute in. I don't know if that's too much to ask, but...
Are you wearing any of this underwear right now?
At your birthday party, I was like, Kirsten, did you get your underwear yet? And it was a weird question to ask out loud.
And everybody kind of looked around and I was like, we'll talk about it later. If you guys want to try out Tomboy X, go to tomboyx.com/queerfiction and check out their special bundles and pack pricing. And Queer as Fiction listeners get an extra 15% off with code queerfiction. Again, that's a code queerfiction for an extra 15% off. So just get rid of, again, whatever underwear you're wearing. Go to tomboyx.com and try it out.
Fling it at someone.
Fling it at someone. It'll be your calling card.
And if you want a prompt for the next Ashton fanfic, do the one thing that happened at my birthday party where they're asking each other about underwear. All right. So the next fan submitted fanfic, the fan fanfic.
Fan fanfic.
Wait, okay, so I don't know if this is true or not, but I just learned on Twitter today that Stan is a phrase that Eminem coined.
Yeah, the song Stan.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was...
I didn't know that either.
That was not common knowledge.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, that fucked up song, the Stan song.
I remember
that. That's about being a really intense Stan. That's where it came from.
Whoa.
See? Mind-blowing, right?
And I was a really big Eminem fan growing up. Which is an embarrassing thing.
Never cease to surprise me.
All right, so this fanfic, this Stanfic, was submitted by Inez, and it's actually takes place when that first Ashton fanfic took place, only it follows me and Jessica Chastain.
Hell yeah. Amanda's smiling so hard, I can already tell this is going to be your favorite fanfiction.
Okay, but somebody else has to read it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because
yeah, read it,
I
actually.
Need to read...
I'll read it.
I need to read
you
my lines.
You can scroll for me. I can read it from here. It's okay.
It's very big.
Cool.
All right, ready? So this leads off with me and Kirsten hooking up. Okay. Amanda and Jessica. It was the end of a productive day, a podcast film and a bottle of wine finished off. Kirsten and Ashley straddling each other on the couch, and all was well.
I'm off, guys. Enjoy your evening,
called out Amanda. She was putting on a cool face as she stepped out of the door and faced the beauty that was Jessica Chastain. Inside Amanda's chest, her heart was pounding and her stomach doing triple somersaults, but her face was stone.
Hey.
Amanda immediately regretted her decision.
What's up? Cool jacket. I like your face. Hey, let's get in the car.
Amanda immediately power walked towards the car. She could feel her face reddening as she got into the Uber she had ordered when the sexual tension had gotten too much for Ashley and Kirsten to handle. So, Amanda, where are we off to? Asked Jessica.
Let's take a little trip back to my place. I've got air conditioning, you know, because it's hot.
Cringing, Amanda sunk back into her seat. Why did she even say that? Jessica chuckled. Do you want to be Jessica now?
Oh, I'll be Jessica, sure. I like my girls like I like my air conditioning. Cool. Just like you.
She also whispered into Amanda's ear.
Totally using that line. Thank you. It's a pretty solid line.
This took her by surprise as Jessica edged her body closer to Amanda. Jess had slipped her hand onto Amanda's thigh and her breathing quickened. Amanda coughed loudly and sat up.
You know, they call me Zaddy on the podcast. How weird is that?
She exclaimed, trying to take the conversation in a different direction.
Wow, Zaddy, huh? I'd love to have my own Zaddy. Where would I find one?
Jessica's tone was becoming increasingly seductive. Amanda couldn't figure out whether she was into it or not.
Well, Zaddies are extremely rare, you see. I believe there's only one living right now.
Breathed Amanda. All the anxiety of the car ride seemed to melt away, and she became more confident.
You see, Zaddies only come out when they are with this one specific girl.
Amanda was ready to keep this going for as long as she needed.
What's that girl's name?
Jessica winked and placed a finger on her lip.
Jessica Panty Stain. Wait, oh shit. No, I mean Jessica Chastain.
Amanda knew she was screwed until Jessica said this.
I might be Jessica Panty Stain after this.
Then they fuck. You're welcome.
Wow.
I appreciate
that. That was fucking 10 out of 10 Tostinos.
Yeah, that was a lot of Tostinos.
We don't even do a 10 out of 10 scale.
We don't,
out
but
it's a 5.
That I just,
10 out of 10.
I think my favorite part is that you use the move of having air conditioning to get her over, which is totally a fucking move in the summer.
Yeah, seriously, especially in California.
Sup, girl. I got AC.
It was definitely a lot less awkward than usual, except for when you guys had to do the voices at each other.
Yeah.
Then I felt really weird.
It was a...
Really?
It was,
I didn't. It's called acting, Ashley.
Not when you're just...
I felt weird.
You didn't have to say panties.
You didn't have to...
I might be Jessica.
I did say panties.
But not how Kirsten had to say it.
I didn't have to say I might be Jessica panty stain after this.
I cannot stop looking at pictures of Meghan Markle.
Which leads into this week's theme,
a royal affair.
Yes, I'm so excited.
We got so many people tweeting at us, like pictures of Meghan and Kate looking at each other, both real and Photoshop.
From Wimbledon, Markleton.
Kate Middleton, let's be clear here.
What did I say?
You just said Kate.
Oh.
I think
because you're on first name basis with Kate Middleton.
And Meghan.
Their ship name is Markleton. And then someone tweeted us all these like amazing, we got to go back through that.
Yeah.
One, because they tweeted all these amazing ones. But I was like, I'm claiming this one. And then me and Kirsten went on a hike and we're talking about how much we love Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
And then we're like, we should just all do this.
Did you, I think I tweeted, or I sent you guys a direct message of
Photoshopped one. It's so good. It's incredible.
You guys, okay. So the reason I became obsessed with Meghan Markle was not because of the royal wedding. I tweeted this week, I was like, I just want everyone to know I'm obsessed with Meghan Markle, and everyone shit on me and was like, yeah, and the rest of the world. And I'm like, I didn't care about the royal wedding stuff, and I don't know why I didn't like pay attention to it, but I started watching Suits,
oh,
and
yeah.
I'm obsessed
she's
with her in
an
Suits.
Absolute babe and also boss in
oh,
Suits.
Gosh. And she's a great actress. I'm sad she's not going to be able to act anymore.
I know.
Yeah, right? Isn't that a bummer?
That is a bummer. But we get a lot of pictures of her now.
I watched Suits like probably 4 years ago or whenever it first came out. And I was like, I have feelings for this woman on screen. I also like the boss in that.
Harvey? Yeah.
No, not Harvey.
Oh, Jessica.
Jessica, yeah.
She's getting a spin-off. Gina Torres.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
She's amazing, too.
Lots of beautiful
This
women.
Is my thing. I'm attracted to power, I think.
Yeah, we'll get to that later. Don't blow the topic for the week.
Hold on to that.
My foot's falling asleep.
Hold on to that. So this week, what we were going to do is everyone was going to write a Markleton fanfic with the same title, A Royal Affair, but we're going to do our three interpretations of it.
Yeah, we're all going to do our own spin on it.
Which is cool because I know nothing about either of them.
Oh, that's amazing. I don't know a ton about self-aware.
I don't know a ton about them either. I just, like, other than the looks they give each other.
There's so many pictures.
Should we
of
pick
them?
Different settings for each other?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So who wants to do Wimbledon? I can do Wimbledon.
How are you saying it? Wimbledon?
Wimbledon?
Wimbledon.
Wimbledon. With a D.
It's a D.
Okay. Sorry, posh friends.
Spice. Wimbledon.
Is it posh if we're just reading the word?
Whatever, guys. I've never been
to Wimbledon. Yeah, but you can still read.
Okay, well, I'm not doing Wimbledon now, whatever. Someone else can claim, since I'll probably butcher the word the whole time.
Can I do, I don't know if this is an option or not, but Kate Middleton helping Meghan Markle get ready for the wedding?
Yeah, that's great.
I like it.
I'm going to do them at a royal getaway. Sometimes the whole family will go to, like, Scotland or something.
Nice.
I want to do some. No one has to do Wimbledon. That's just where we saw them. Or Wimbledon.
Hmm.
Where do you picture them when you go to sleep?
In bed next to me.
I'm trying to think. Where do I want them to be?
In bed next to me.
Maybe like decorating the palace they move into.
Oh, that's cute. Do you think, who's the
it's
top?
It's going to get nasty. It's not going to be cute, guys.
Wow. Who's the top in this relationship? Meghan?
Kate?
I guess
feel
we'll
like
see.
Kate is.
Oh,
well,
yeah, because she was here
experience.
First.
Yeah.
She just seems very like authoritative.
You guys, I'm so excited. Great. I'm going to start this.
And thank you to
off.
The multiple people who suggested this to us.
Yeah. All right, here we go. We're going to do a tight 15.
Tight.
We back. Okay. And bye.
And we're back. But we're not going to read our royal fan fiction yet because
Kirsten wants to talk about some more things.
I want to talk about some more things. That's surprising, I know. I am trying to be less of a trash person in my life in like multiple ways.
Good luck.
So I'm taking vitamins to try and be healthier and happier and all that jazz. I just tried out Care Of, which is like a personalized vitamin pack that just gets sent to your door, which is super easy. And it comes with your name printed on it, all cute and stuff, which just makes me feel special and like it's for me.
It is for you.
It is for me. But basically how it works is you go online and you take a personalized quiz. So it just asks you a couple questions like about your lifestyle, your habits, and what you want to achieve, all that. And then it comes up with a specialized vitamin plan for you, which is really cool. So I got a personalized vitamin pack that's addressing all the stuff that I brought up in the quiz. And I can change the monthly subscription box whenever I want, like if I want to address different concerns. It's just kind of a cool thing. I'm trying to be better in life. And I feel like doing that is what we all want.
You know, I mean, we're all getting up there in age.
We are.
We need to take care of ourselves.
We have to take care of ourselves. We have to take vitamins and stuff like that. And it's a really cool brand and company, and their vitamin, they source it from legit places and they do a lot of research and all that jazz. So if you guys want to try it, you actually can get 25% off your whole first month of personalized Care Of vitamins. All you have to do is visit careof.com and enter queer at checkout. So that's queer, Q-U-E-E-R at checkout for 25% off your first month, y'all.
Cool.
Yeah. So check it out. And now we'll read some fanfic.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to start. Ashley's still fixing hers. Ashley, how into this are you?
Way too into it. She's invested. We had to yell to get her back in here and stop writing.
All right, so I'm going to go first because mine is at the royal wedding.
Hot.
Yeah.
Wow, Amanda has no paragraphs or anything.
I know. She just writes it all in one chunk of text.
I just write blocks.
My mind's literally line by line.
I know. Yeah, I noticed that when you sent for the Tumblr, which, by the way, you should go to if you want to read these on our Tumblr.
Yeah. Queerasfiction.tumblr.com.
I noticed on the Tumblr. I was like, God, Kirsten.
I write mine like
a book.
I write mine just like dialogue.
Yeah, that makes
mine
sense.
Mine is written like a book. Yours is written like a fanfic.
Wow. All right.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Shit, Meghan Markle exclaimed as she tried to zip up the back of her dress. She knew the future Duchess of Sussex shouldn't swear, but God damn it, she was having a hard time, and the woman helping her get dressed had been in the bathroom for 20 minutes. She wiggled around, flailed really, trying to reach a zipper and pull it up when a sultry British voice came from the doorway. Need help, dear? Should I do a British accent?
Yeah, do. I think we all should.
Oh, wow. Okay. Let's just add an element to it. Do it.
Can I do a British accent?
I can't, but mine will be like Australian, so go ahead. I can't even say Wimbledon, whatever.
Need help, dear? I can't. No, I'm not
going
to
do it.
Yeah,
you do it. You got it.
I don't know.
Need help, dear?
I'm actually just going to become Cockney. imagine it with a British accent. Need help, dear? Meghan whipped around quickly to see Kate Middleton standing in the doorway. She looked exquisite, like a queen. Well, not yet, but someday. Meghan was breathless for a moment, staring at Kate. She snapped to, yes, please. Deirdre went to the bathroom 20 minutes ago.
Fucking Deirdre's sick. Deirdre's having diarrhea in the bathroom.
Who is Deirdre?
Poor Deirdre.
The woman helping her get dressed in this.
Oh, Deirdre, yeah. Amanda's she's a name. Her agent called.
Deirdre went to the bathroom 20 minutes ago, and I haven't seen her since. Right. She did the same on my wedding day. Turn around. Kate ordered, and Meghan was not one to argue with the poised woman. I'm quite excited to have you in the family now, Kate said, her breath hitting Meghan's neck, sending chills up her spine. It will be such fun having another woman in the house. Kate finished zipping her dress. Meghan was in awe that Kate Middleton was helping her put on her wedding dress. She remembered when she was cast on the hit show Suits back in 2011. Watching the royal wedding between Kate and Prince William in her trailer, because that was also 2011.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow, she's so attractive, Meghan thought as she watched Kate walk down the aisle with such grace. Like, so attractive that I would definitely. But before Meghan could truly explore that thought, she was called to set by a production assistant pounding on the door. Cut to 7 years later, and now she's marrying into the royal family. Was it because she loved Harry? Well, yes, of course. Was another perk that she would be closer to Kate? Maybe. Kate turned Meghan towards her and looked her up and down. She fixed her dress and pushed her hair behind her ear. Deirdre should be back any time now to fix this, Kate smiled at Meghan. No need to be nervous, love. You'll be great. Kate kissed Meghan on one cheek. Megan gasped a little. Kate went to the other cheek. Megan leaned in. Kate looked at Megan and kissed her on the lips deeply. Megan sank into the kiss. This was the one that she wanted all along. Kate broke the kiss, wiped the residual lipstick off of Megan's chin, and winked. There will be more of that later in the palace, maybe on our summer vacation. Kate left the room, leaving Megan totally stunned. Yes, my queen, she whispered as she watched the Duchess of Cambridge walk away. And then they didn't fuck. Not right now, but they probably will later. You're welcome.
Wow. I'm mostly concerned from Deirdre in that story, because why does she have wedding shits every time?
You're the one saying shits. I just said she's been in the bathroom for 20 minutes.
She's playing Pokemon Go, trying to catch a Charizard.
Honestly, 5 out of 5 Totinos.
Yeah, wow. I love your self-aware ones.
Yeah, and I also liked the shout-out to, like, when she was on the set of suits. That was very funny.
Some synchronicity.
Should I do mine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So mine, I guess you could imagine it taking off after that. Megan is moving into her new home with Harry, and Kate is helping her.
Ooh.
A little to the left, Megan said. Actually, a little back to the right, she said. Wait, that's perfect, she said finally. Kate turned around with the picture frame still in her hands and smiled. Thank goodness, my arms are getting sore, she laughed. Megan smiled sympathetically. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have sent the movers home. Is it weird that I still feel guilty getting hired help like that? Not at all, but you'll get used to it. Though I think the Queen Mother would lose it if she saw us hanging photos ourselves, Kate laughed. Megan walked towards the kitchen of her new expansive home. Want a beer? She yelled. Kate followed her. Where's the kitchen staff? She said. Megan gave a guilty look. Oh my God, you sent your whole staff home for the weekend, didn't you? Kate said. I couldn't help it, Megan exclaimed. Kate smiled. No, I admire it. And a beer would be great, she smiled, her dimples showing. Megan blushed. She had always felt connected to Kate, but today felt different. William and Harry were out of town for the next 2 weeks, and it felt like the last few days together, they were understanding each other on a whole different level. Megan cracked open.
A sexual level.
Yeah, they were.
Megan cracked open the beer and handed it to Kate, taking another for herself. Kate put the bottle in the air to offer a cheers. To getting used to it, she smiled. They clinked glasses and each took a sip, holding eye contact as they drank. Megan's stomach did somersaults that she tried to ignore. So what are you planning for the rest of the place? Kate said, sauntering through the house. Megan followed her, explaining her design plans for each room as they walked through the 14-bedroom house. Megan started to realize just how alone they really were. Finally, they got to the last room. Another bedroom? Kate asked. Oh, no, I was kind of thinking this would be a workspace for me, for creative projects, and I want to start a charity. Megan stopped. Kate was smiling at her. What? Megan said, wondering if it wasn't kosher to have her own workplace. You're cute when you're passionate, Kate said. Megan blushed. Kate took a step towards her. I didn't mean that to sound condescending, she said. I mean it. You remind me of the parts about this life that I love, she smiled. Megan couldn't take it anymore. Did Kate feel this tension too? She knew it was wrong, but she just couldn't help but want to kiss her. With purpose, she stepped towards Kate, stopping when she was only inches away from her lips. Kate looked at her and smiled. Is this crazy? Megan breathed. Only the best kind, Kate said, closing the remaining distance between them and kissing Megan long and purposefully. Maybe Megan could get used to this life after all.
Hey, I like this royal pairing.
That actually, ours fit
it
together
flowed,
pretty well.
Yeah. Mine is going to seal it all up.
Yeah, 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5 Totinos.
5 for 5.
Are we just going to give each other 5 out of 5 every time?
I think for this particular one, it's very, I can really picture it. I'm really there.
It's so alive. We don't always give each other 5 out of 5.
Yeah, we've been tougher on the critique, but this one feels like we're all doing a royally good job.
Oh.
They were the first to arrive. Balmoral Castle was beautiful as ever, ready for the rest of the Windsor clan to join them in Scotland for their annual summer vacation. Megan was surprised when Kate asked if she wanted to join her on the way up, especially after how the past few weeks had been going. Since Wimbledon, there was something in the air between the two of them. Small at first, a twinge of electricity hanging between their interactions, but now they find themselves taking any excuses to be around each other just a tiny bit longer. Trips to the bathroom at boring charity events, sharing car rides, and Megan had even started coming by every day to see her nieces and nephews. But the two of them were often lost in each other's laughter as the children played. The men were often busy due to their duties, something Megan was afraid of when she agreed to marry Harry. She was a strong, independent woman, to be sure, but she was also afraid of feeling lonely in a foreign country. But when she was with Kate, she hardly remembered just how little of Harry she saw. And so when Kate asked her to ride up to Balmoral with her, Megan couldn't help but admit that her heart felt a bit aflutter. I'm just going to see that the children are settled with the nanny, and then I'll show you around. I should only be a minute, I swear. This is not at all what Kate's accent sounds like. Kate said, her hand gently lingering on Megan's as she headed up the majestic staircase. Megan stared at her arm, her hand tingling from where Kate's had just been. Was she going crazy? Could this be true? All set, Kate said, catching Megan staring into the distance. Oh, yes. Sorry. Nothing to be sorry for, unless you let me beat you down to the river, Kate said, speeding ahead of Megan out of the castle and towards the water. Oh, you're so dead. You forget I'm American. We kicked your royal asses, if you'll remember. She called after Kate, but Kate was already long gone. The two enjoyed a wonderful afternoon together, walking through the property, sharing stories, and every once in a while catching the other's eye. It was a shame then when the rest of the family showed up, but at least it was time for dinner. They were famished. They got through dinner, all the while wishing they had been sitting next to each other. Well, I'm exhausted, Kate yawned as she got up. I think I'll turn in for the night. Megan felt a pang. She had hoped they would all talk after dinner, giving her a moment more to be around her. Well, I guess we should turn in too, Harry said, turning towards Megan's. I didn't think through the accent. Right, good night all, Megan called to the rest of the family. It was midnight or maybe later when Megan found herself roaming the castle in her robe. She couldn't sleep. She was thinking of Kate. Where is the kitchen? She wondered to herself, laughing at her new bizarre royal life. Finally, she turned what seemed to be the 100th corner when suddenly she heard, Your Royal Highness, didn't expect to see you here, Kate said with a sly grin. This is my secret place, you know, she said, walking towards a stunned Megan who wasn't sure if she was dreaming or not. Suddenly, she felt so exposed in her silk nightgown and quickly pulled her robe closer to her chest. Oh, now, don't do that, Kate laughed. I'll share these biscuits with you if you keep me company. She handed a biscuit towards Megan. We call these cookies, actually, Megan said, leaning on the counter closer to Kate. So I've heard. Kate leaned her head closer and closer to Megan's. They were so close now that Megan couldn't take it. She leaned across the counter, grabbing Kate's face and pulling it towards her. They kissed each other passionately, unable to hold it back any longer. When she finally pulled away, Kate gently brushed her hands on Megan's lips. Same time tomorrow. And then they fucked.
Oh,
you're welcome.
Yes.
I think that we successfully made Kate Middleton into a zaddy.
Oh my God, she is totally
such
did.
A top. When we were writing it at first, I was like, no, Megan's for sure the top because she's like American and she's like the new rebel. And then when I was writing it after you guys said that, I was like, no, Kate is 100% the top.
No, she like really feels, and wow, we really, also that worked so well in succession. I don't want to pat us all on the back, but 5 out of 5 Totinos for all of us. Yes.
All around.
All that around.
Also, amazing. Merch coming soon that says Kate Middleton is a zaddy.
Kate Middleton is my zaddy.
Oh man. Megan. Kate Middleton and Meghan Markle, another huge fan of the podcast. We hope you guys enjoy
that. Yeah, thanks for listening.
Please,
Kate,
don't sue us, royal family.
Kirsten, while I was writing, was like, are we going to get sued for writing about the royal family?
I don't know. I feel like they have a lot of power.
We don't know how. They actually have no power.
In America?
I don't know. Okay, guys.
Wow.
I'm very afraid of getting in trouble.
That's true.
I feel like they could totally be together.
Well, yeah. After all those scenarios we just painted in our heads, I'm never going to see them the same.
Also, I feel like as I was doing research for this fic, I was looking at pictures of the two of them, and I saw Megan in like a really dapper suit.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
the gay keeps giving. Yeah. It's so good.
The giving gay.
We actually really all hit on the same stuff of like the men would be gone for their things. Where the hell's your kitchen or where's your staff?
Yeah. And we were like, all kind of like hinting on them pursuing their own passions. We had a line that was very similar that was like, she couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
Very like fanfic line. Yeah, but that was just funny.
Was this really her?
Did she feel the same?
She never felt like this before.
Yeah. What was happening?
She knew it was wrong, but.
Oh, 5 out of 5 royal Totinos.
So good.
Royal. They're all
royal
hats.
Now.
Oh my God, all the Totinos have top hats on it. They're really good.
Okay, so should we talk about the question of the week? It was kind of based on, it started with a discussion of Meghan Markle.
Well, Ashley asked we have like a Queerest Fiction group text / just like our friend group
which
text.
Which is called We're Literally the Worst.
Yeah. We are collectively the worst.
Oh, is that what it is? We are collectively the worst.
But Ashley asked a question in there that threw me through like an existential crisis.
Did
so I wanted to talk about it on here.
Did I miss this question?
I don't think you were really talking as much as the two of us were. Yeah. I asked because Kirsten and I were talking about... No, you weren't in New York. Kirsten and I were talking about Meghan Markle and our mutual love for her and sharing gifts and stuff. And then I was like, wait, Kirsten, who is your type? Because I feel like the people that you bring up are so different from each other. And then you brought up Greta Gerwig in our chat.
My current crush is on Greta Gerwig. I just like rediscovered those photos of her directing Lady Bird in a prom dress. And she just looks like such a fucking boss. It's so hot. So I don't. Yeah, but then that, like, got me thinking, like, what is my type? Do I have a type?
You just answered it, and you're like, yeah, I don't really know if I have a type. And then apparently you've been in an existential crisis for, like, days.
Oh, Amanda, what's your type? Other than Jessica Chastain.
Redheads.
Yeah, definitely redheads.
See, you know what? I feel like I've had this conversation. I say redheads, but, like, all of my past crushes, at least... three or four of my past crushes have been brunettes. So
I guess your celebrity crushes are redheads.
Yeah, my celebrity crushes are redheads. My IRL crushes are like weird, quirky girls who like comedy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like up your
alley. About right.
Yeah, yeah. You like TV and comedy, but so I feel like a big requirement for you is like liking TV and comedy.
Sure, interests.
But it should be noted that I am also attracted to lady bosses. I've had my fair share of crushes on managers before.
Like power. You mean like your actual bosses.
Yeah. Like,
that's so funny.
There's something really hot about powerful people. Like
I would say powerful women, but I guess,
powerful women for sure. Non-problematic, powerful men.
Sure.
Problematic and egotistical powerful men just like lose it for me. But I think that like quiet confidence is really hot to me.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever had a crush on anyone who was like a superior, like a teacher. I had crushes on my like teachers who were guys in high school, but never. I don't think I've ever had a crush on like a woman who was my teacher or my boss or something like that.
I had
that.
A crush on my basketball coach. I think I said
We've talked about crushes on teachers.
Yeah, my type used to be, like, blonde girls, basically. Mm-hmm. And then now, I actually did on my Twitter this week.
Amanda,
like,
we're both her type.
Hair flip.
Yep. Everybody wants Kristen and Amanda.
Two blondes. But I did my previous crushes, like, the four people who were my sexual awakening and who it is now. And now it's, like...
Oh, I saw that.
Now it's, like, a lot more women of color, like Rosario Dawson and so Tessa Thompson. But I think, honestly, it's because those women just didn't really exist for me before. And a lot of it, like, not to get too deep, but I feel like a lot of it was just, like, self-hate stuff. Like, I truly didn't think people of color could be attractive because I was, like... Oh, I just want to be attracted to blonde people because I want to be blonde. But I do think...
I wonder if that's why I'm not attracted to blonde people because I hate myself.
Wow.
Sorry, I mean to just go there.
No.
Yours was like definitely more real and grounded and like...
Yours could be too, though. We could both hate ourselves. We can both hate ourselves together.
We can all hate ourselves.
New merch.
No, that's like a very... And also like the lack of representation in film and like only seeing one type of female protagonist probably plays into it. And like one type of classical beauty.
When I was watching Suits, every new hot girl was a blonde girl who looked the same. Like, they looked 2% different than the other blonde girl who had just been on the show, which is why Meghan Markle is such a beauty. And I just got to a line in this latest season, or in the second season, where she walks in and her dad is black, and he's like, this is your dad? And she's like, did you think this was an all-year tan?
Oh my god. Such a good line.
It was amazing. I was like, what a great way. But yeah, I think my type used to be blonde girls, although Lily James is like my fave.
Yeah, she's something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also do appreciate this applies to my celebrity crushes and also my real life crushes, the girl next door.
Oh, like a girl next door type.
Yeah.
Not Eliza Dushku or what's the girl who plays girl Faith? Next door?
Alicia Cuthbert.
Yeah. Oh, Alicia Cuthbert. Yeah.
Yeah. Although that did contribute to a part of my sexual awakening because I worked at a movie theater and there was at that time when that movie came out, and there was a huge cardboard cutout.
Oh my God.
I don't know if I have like an actual aesthetic type. Like I feel like the people I've dated are really all, I feel like my type is the slow burn. I feel like the people I've been most attracted to, I wasn't attracted to at first.
Same.
And then like, I like see them being funny in a room or like, you know, like making group people people laugh or like.
And there's that light bulb.
Yeah, I don't know. And then once that light bulb fucking goes off, or I have a sex dream about them.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then once that light bulb goes off.
We have to talk about sex dreams.
I know. We should talk about sex dreams too. I've told them this story before, but I'll leave that for another time.
Yeah. I want to hear it though. Just tell it now.
Yeah. Okay, fine. I once had a sex dream about someone we used to work with. And I think I told you guys this before. But it was someone who I was like, no, I'm not, like, this person I'm not attracted to. But then I had a sex dream and I was like, oh, okay, I'm like so into them. And I went into the office next day just like dreading seeing them. And then the first time I saw them, they scooted past me on a Razor scooter. And I was like, and it's gone.
I've had my fair share of sex dreams, of course, but...
Zaddy!
Amanda is laying on her bed,
like the George Costanza pose. I've had my fair share of sex dreams, of course.
But have you guys ever had couple dreams? Like, you dream that... It's not like a sexual
thing.
Like
a dream about a couple?
No, like a dream about, like... It's not a sex dream, but I've had dreams about people, like, sometimes friends, where it's like... It's not that we're having sex, but we're like... Holding each other.
Like dating.
Yeah, or dating. Yeah,
yeah. Dating. Yeah.
I have those ones actually fuck me up more than actual just sex dreams. Mm-hmm, when yeah. I have a dream that like I'm dating someone and we're really affectionate with each other,
yeah.
I can't get rid of yeah. for like months. That
no, it weirdly stays with you. And then also like if you're dating someone else and you like have to fucking wake yeah. up and feel the guilt of being like, I slept with someone else last night. Like
I was holding someone's hand and yeah. I enjoyed it. We had such a cute moment.
Yeah. Oh,
man. Yo, I think... Yeah, the slow burn. I'm trying to think of what my most consistent actual type of people that I... Honestly, it's either the slow burn or just complete unrequited love is my type.
Oof. I also just really like fucking confidence. When I yeah. see people just like be confident or sure of themselves, it makes me be like, oh my God, how did I not see that before? I'm so stupid and now I'm just realizing, you know what I mean? I don't know.
I love how your simultaneous attraction to someone else comes with like, I'm such an idiot.
Yes, and there's a very complex internal monologue that goes along with it.
I feel like there was, if I knew more musicians, I would probably be attracted to more musicians.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Just because it's like one of those things where, you know how sometimes, and this might be more visual in same-sex couples, but you try to date the people that, like, you would want to be.
Yeah, no,
like,
totally.
Like, or the aspects, like, I am sometimes very attracted to tall girls because yeah. I'm short.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And so, like, I'm, like, attracted to musicians because I would love to be one, like, if I knew more. Because there was this one time I saw Kate Nash.
Oh, my God.
Kate Nash is Ingrid Michaelson or Amanda's
Kate Nash is
type.
Just... Yeah.
So I was front row for one of her concerts, and it was like her new album that I don't even think was out yet. But because all of her albums before were very like soft and like indie music and everything. And her like new album coming out was like this rock album. So we were front row for the concert, and she starts playing the song, and it's very like soft. And then it just starts to rock out. And I turned to my friend and I was like, I don't think I've ever been this turned on before.
Thing.
Seeing anyone in their element.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because sometimes you'll have friends or you'll have people who you like kind of maybe thought were cute, but then when you see someone truly in their element, and sometimes it's a very weird thing. Sometimes people are good at ordering food, or sometimes people are good at like whatever.
She's
doing.
Like, that's so hot. She just made that decision so well. She's so good on the phone with the Pizza Hut.
Whatever people do though, that is like, oh, you know how to do this.
Yeah.
It's just really sexy.
Yeah. Authority, confidence.
There was I got caught by Chantel this weekend when we were in New York because there was a very attractive woman on the plane. And she was in security. She was like behind me in security, and because Chantel has pre-checked TSA, she like was way ahead of me. And so like when I got out, I was like, oh my God, the most attractive girl was just behind me. She was like this tall redhead.
Oh my God, your dream.
She looked like a fucking model. So Chantel was like, okay, cool, whatever. So we were on the plane. I was like, I think she's on her plane. And so we were on the plane and I was just like doing something and she like walked past me and I very quickly like looked what they call like, I think some people call breakneck.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just like look so quickly.
Yeah.
And Chantel was like, what the hell was that? What were you just doing that to? I was like, no, you don't understand. Check it out. Check it out.
Oh, my God.
My thirst has gotten worse over the years. I don't know what's happening. Oh, I think now that I'm fully accepting of my sexualities, now there's some women when I look at them, like especially celebrities or Meghan Markle, I'm just like, I cannot. I sent Kirsten a gift that's like Meghan Markle in her like lawsuit or whatever.
Oh, my God. It's so
like,
hot.
And the camera is disgusting. It's panning up her body, but thank God. I was like, this is amazing. Yeah. But I was never thirsty like that.
No,
before.
I've like, this year has been a year of thirst for me. Like, there was the whole Anthony debacle.
Oh, yeah.
Where, you know, I just think that all of America really got sexually into him, regardless of sexuality. I feel like Anthony transcends sexuality.
That's literally like straight men, straight women, gay men, gay women.
Yeah. And then, oh God, and then now these recent Greta Gerwig photos I've been seeing, it's like I didn't even think I was into her, but just...
Slow burn.
And I also like hadn't seen her. She's like physically she's almost like DPing it too. She's like physically holding the camera, and I was just like, yeah.
You guys should see Kirsten's face right now. It's like, it's very clearly in a
blushing?
Different dimension.
No. Oh, okay.
You're just happy. You're beaming.
Yeah.
You're glowing.
It's been a year of thirst and crushes. There's a lot of good people to thirst
Who's your
after.
Current crush right now? Like, who's your big crush demand? Do you have a new one?
Like, celebrity?
Yeah.
Yeah, unless
Obviously.
You want to reveal.
Do you have anything you want to tell us?
I don't know. I've had Alicia Vikander on my phone for
Amanda
months.
Has an amazing picture of Alicia Vikander in a suit on the lock screen of her phone.
She's both my lock screen and my home screen.
It's really good.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Oh, Dad. All right. Well, this has been you know what? This whole podcast gets 6 out of 5 Totinos.
Yeah.
We killed it.
We killed it.
We did a great job, guys. We did good.
Are we calling this one a royal panty stain?
No. Oh, my God. No, we should call it a royal affair.
A royal affair.
Yeah.
Markle, and then we'll just do Markleton Fake.
Cool.
So if you want to support queer content, please donate to our Patreon. That's patreon.com/girlshiptv. If you want to buy merch... We got some merch. Bow, bow, bow. We got a tree and squirrel shirt.
Yes, please.
We also have a Hello, My Name is Zaddy shirt, which I wore to the airport. And the TSA agent said, Zaddy, like his shirt. While I was in that machine putting my arms up, I was like, thanks.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Go to shop.spreadshirt.com/girlshiptv. That's shop.spreadshirt.com/girlshiptv.
And if you guys have ideas for new fan fiction submissions, just tweet them at us and maybe we'll do it.
Oh, where do they go to write fanfic about us?
They just email girlshiptv@gmail.com.
With the subject queer AF fanfic submission.
Cool.
You can find me at Awkward Holland.
You can find me at ideas Ashley Perez.
You can find me at Kirsten L. King on Instagram and Kirsten King _ on
Twitter.
Please
tweet pictures of Meghan Markle at me.
Yeah. Well, I will also accept those submissions.
I'm okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.